Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, peace, wellness, health, freedom, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, we're going to hear about an upcoming vegan event online that's happening at the beginning of August 2023. And it is called VCOP 14, and one of the programs being offered is by Million Vegan Grandmothers. And so we have one of the vegan grandmothers, Judy Carmen in Kansas, joining us, and she's going to tell us about this event. And then shortly in today's program, we will also be joined by Tammy Hay, who is the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers. Soon, Judy Carmen, vegan grandmother in Kansas, will be joining us. We're listening to the vegan song, Sanctuary, by Donna DeLore. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Judy is a vegan author and an environmentalist. Thank you very much, Judy, for being here on Vegan Nation to tell us about the Million Vegan Grandmothers.
Hey, Marlene, and hey, everybody. It's so good to be here and to talk about the Million Vegan Grandmothers. This group was founded by Tammy Hay a year or so ago. Basically, we're acknowledging that there are at least a million vegan grandmothers out there, and probably another million vegan grandfathers. And so it is easy to join, and you don't even have to be a grandmother to join. If you have that grandmotherly love for all life and grandmotherly love for the children of all beings and our own children and our own grandchildren, then you are welcome to join. And we're going to be talking about that on Sunday, August 6th, from 4 to 4:55 Eastern Time. And the way to find it is millionvegangrandmothers.org. We'd love to have you, and we want to spread that grandmotherly love all over the planet for all beings and bring peace and justice to the world. Thanks, Marlene. Thanks for letting me mention that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Judy. Okay, and now we'll be hearing a snippet of an interview with Judy Carmen and Tammy Hay. And as Judy just said, Tammy Hay is the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers. And Tammy Hay is in Canada, and Judy's in Kansas. This is a snippet from the Million Vegan Grandmothers podcast that Tammy Hay runs. And then after hearing this recording, we'll have a short break. And then Tammy Hay is joining us on Vegan Nation from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Here's their interview. This was published on June 19th, 2023.
Know that we can become Homo ahimsas instead of Homo sapiens, who have ravished the earth, and become Homo ahimsa, meaning that we are people of compassion, and that is the way that we conduct ourselves in everything we do and everything we eat and everything we become. So welcome, Judy Carmen.
Thank you, Tammy. It's so great to be here. And hi, everyone that's listening in. It's great to have you all with us. So, where do you want me to start, Tammy?
You know, Judy, I have known you from our convergences and being a fellow grandmother, and I would love you to share some of those antidotes throughout this conversation about what it's like to be a vegan grandmother and what that means to you, but also maybe where you started in this whole journey, where, as young as you remember, really feeling that deep compassion for the animals and somehow never letting it extinguish and becoming, you know, this person that brings to the forefront in such a gentle, loving, and kind way, Judy, the truth of what's going on. So thank you.
Well, thanks, Tammy. I have 4 grandchildren, and they're the light of my life, of course. But to go back, it just goes way back. My parents wanted me to be in the American Royal, which is in Kansas City. That's where we lived at the time. So they bought a 3-gated horse. I called her Misty. She was a beautiful silver gray horse. But I found out soon, if I was going to compete in the American Royal, they wanted me to cut the tendon in her tail so her tail would stick straight up, and shave her mane. So, because that's just how they did it, right? Tradition and all that stuff. Well, I said, no, that wouldn't be right to do that. And so that may have been one of my first animal rights things. I didn't like putting the bit in her mouth. Just the whole thing kind of fell flat as far as they were concerned. And I actually did compete in the 3-gated event at the American Royal. And of course, I didn't win anything because all the other horses were lifting their legs, which they were doing because of the training methods that I didn't want to do, and their tails and their manes. So that was kind of the end of that. My parents pretty much gave up, I think, on trying to get me to fit in. I think all children are born with that sense of that animals are our friends. And it's just society tries to kind of talk you out of it, use different tactics, like the poor kids in 4-H, you know, who raise their little cows and sheep and pigs thinking these are my babies, and are then forced to give them up unless they have somehow the strength and the support from adults around to help those animals find sanctuary, so and not be killed. So I think it's in all of us, this innate knowledge that we're connected to the animals in so many ways. They are our brothers and sisters. They are our teachers in many, many ways. And so I feel I'm very blessed that I was somehow able to hang on to that sense of empathy for them. And it has led me to a lot of work in animal rights over the years. I wrote the book, Homo Ahimsa, because I just felt like after doing a lot of activist work and protests and that sort of thing, trying to get people to come around to the idea of becoming vegan for the animals, for ethics, for their health, for the environment, for all the different great reasons that there are, primarily the cruelty towards the animals. But as we all know, we need to work faster. There's so much at stake. And of course, my grandchildren are a big motivation for me, and really the animals' grandchildren too. And so it occurred to me, and I actually coined the term Homo Ahimsa in my book, Peace to All Beings, which I wrote back in 2002. It just occurred to me, I need to spend more time talking about that. And so I wrote the book, Homo Ahimsa, Who We Really Are and How We're Going to Save the World. Before I go on about that, let me define the word ahimsa for anyone who isn't familiar with it. It is, to me, one of the most beautiful words in any language. It's a Sanskrit word that means non-harm, literally. That is the basic name, because the word himsa means harm, and the A in front of it means non-harm. Ahimsa means non-harm. It means loving kindness. It's a huge word. It draws into it the idea of unconditional love and living in a way of not just not doing harm, but being kind to all and finding ways to care for others and living literally by the golden rule, which all, even though this is a Sanskrit word coming out of Hinduism, the golden rule is common to nearly every religion that there is, and it's worded in different ways, but it all comes out meaning the same: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. How do we go within and find that true person, the person we really, really are, and let go of all the cultural programs and move into this creature that we really are, this loving creature, this being of love that came here on this planet to love and to be love, to bring love, to share love. We actually have an opportunity here that humanity maybe has never had before. We don't really know, but it's very possible that this is it, that we're now at the precipice where we can evolve spiritually, really, and become who we really are. And once we do that internally and externally, both our thoughts and our actions and our emotions, when we can do that, then we will know what to do for the world.
We're listening to Judy Carman. This is a recent recording from the Million Vegan Grandmothers podcast. A little later in the program, we'll also be joined by Tammy Hay, the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers. Now let's have a little musical interlude. This is Vegan Queen V in the UK.
I know my truth and I'm a singing in land. Oh, I'm a singing in land. Oh, I'm a singing in land. We gotta treat the world a better way. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. For the change, gotta do it today. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. I gotta change, gotta do it today. You're so easy cause you're feeling the guilt. I called you out on it cause no one else will. Give your excuses trying to find your way out. But all the exits are starting to shut down. Oh, they're starting to shut down. Gotta treat the world a better way. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Gonna change, gotta do it today. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Our grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Gotta change, gotta do it today. Don't pay for our mistakes. Don't pay for our mistakes. Don't pay for our mistakes. No. Gotta treat the world a better way. A grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Gonna change, gotta do it today. A grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. A grandkiddies gonna pay for our mistakes. Gonna change, gotta do it today.
This is Vegan Queen V in England, UK. Pay for our mistakes. Next up is her song Dominion from her new album Freedom Warrior.
Did you drop me on my head? Was the damage when I fell down the stairs? Guess there's something I can get. My time and mind. Dominion, Dominion. Oh, we
tune into Vegan Nation, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. After this short break, we'll continue with the feature of Million Vegan Grandmothers. We'll jump right back into the recording of Judy Carman's interview on the Million Vegan Grandmothers podcast. Welcome back to the break. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Here's Judy Carman. Where Judy's discussing the current events in the global society.
A lot of the technology, like the AI stuff that's coming out, and some of the medical stuff that's happening is sending us backwards or on the wrong path, I should say. We need to get in touch with nature. We need to get in touch with our deepest selves, and with the goal being to see beyond all of this chaos that's going on to the beauty of life and to the love that exists everywhere, in every cell, every breath of air. When you breathe in, you're breathing in love. That's the animating force. And realizing that is, I think, maybe one of the best things we can do for ourselves, to go within and reach this point where we understand we are love. That's who we are, and we're here to love. That is the path that we're on, and we can actually evolve to become a new creature, Homo Himsa, if we make up our minds to do that. So that's, I think, a great hope for us and for our grandchildren. And we can do this. We can change the world. Once we have, enough of us have gotten to that place where we understand that we are spiritual beings of love, and we are here only to bring love to the world. That's our job. Then new ideas are going to start flowing all over the place on what to do. How are we going to fix this? We'll know. We'll know what to do, and we'll be able to do it.
MillionVeganGrandmothers.org. That recording was June 19th, 2023, an edited, shortened version. Homo Ahimsa, who we really are, and how we're going to save the world. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Tammy Hay, who's joining us via Skype in Canada. And Tammy is the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers. Thank you very much, Tammy, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. This is such a delight. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Marlene.
Could you please talk a little bit about veganism as a path to peace?
Yeah. You know the saying, once you know, you can't not know. And once you know that we are all connected, once you truly get to feel that deep within, and you're witness enough to all sentient beings and what's going on for them, whether you're on the front lines, or whether you're seeing it through video, which seems to be the number one way people turn vegan, is watching a documentary. No matter how we come to veganism and understand our interconnection, and as it says on Climate Healers, you know, how to heal, which stands for human, earth, and animal liberation. Once we know better, we must do better. I mean, right now I'm writing a book called Grief Mapping with my partner, Paul Pappin. And with some of our community. And what it's about is that we need to move beyond shock and anger and frustration into creative action. And in that creative action, we join together and we find pathways to heal. And veganism has to be on the forefront of that, because we must free everyone to free humanity. Humanity really is in desperate need of an awakening. And I do truly believe we're in the greatest awakening planet Earth has ever seen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy.
A great awakening must occur so that we take our sovereignty back, and we demand that we get to choose how to live our lives in the most compassionate, love-based world. And I believe that time is coming, but we need to reach the tipping point of enough humanity waking up and saying, we need to stop what we're doing to animals, because everything, as Dr. Will Tuttle says, everything we've done to animals, we're doing to each other. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. And I'd love to close our interview with hearing more specifically about the Million Vegan Grandmothers and how you started that.
I was sharing this with a friend, and I had a dream that the grandmothers would come together, the vegan grandmothers, to support each other, whether they have non-vegan grandchildren or vegan grandchildren, and support our movement internationally. And I was talking to my friend Jeff Francis, an amazing artist who's been a vegan for over 50 years, and he said there's going to be 1,000 vegan grandmothers coming together. And when I talked to Judy Carmen, beautiful Homoyam Sujini Carmen, and Balash Rao, they said there's going to be 1,000,000. If you crunch the numbers, there's easily 1,000,000 vegan grandmothers out there. So there's not 1,000,000 of us yet, but the idea was formulated, and the intention or the manifestation of 1,000,000 is what we hold space for. And this year was the year we manifested a manager who's taking care of our YouTube channel. The 1,000,000 Vegan Grandmothers started a podcast this year. And we meet every week, and we write lots and lots of letters. We started a major letter-writing campaign. We have events around the world. The grandmothers are very active in different ways. There's Beth Love, who founded Eat for the Earth, and amazing artist and writer Judy Carmen, and a new member, Liz Gary, who just joined us. Her thing is black belt and tofu. She's in the Guinness World Record Records for the longest sub, and she's going to have all these vegan. So we have amazing women from around the world that are joining together to say, one day we're going to be such a force to be reckoned with that we can't be ignored, that even mainstream media that's censoring so much of our stuff will not be able to ignore us. And in that, we are going to step forward to protect the species of all grandchildren, of all grandchildren. One of our grandmothers, Deborah Elliott, who has a beautiful website called Teach with Movies. She was a teacher, and she was telling a story of how the grandmother whales teach their young, and how there's in the Baja, there's this beautiful reserve for the whales to come and boats can float in there, boats with humans, and they know that they're safe. They've been safe for many decades in this area. And the grandmothers and the mothers bring the young calves up for the people to witness, to be part of, to even touch. And so I do believe the species and the grandmothers of all species want to know they're safe enough with humans so that we can all join that understanding. And then we're able to witness everyone wake up, 1, 2, 1,000,000 at a time. And the grandmothers of all cultures, before the old became known as useless, before that, and in many cultures, the elders in the indigenous cultures were held in such high regard, especially the grandmothers. It is the feminine divine that's going to come forth now. The patriarchal times are long gone, and we're stepping forward as women, as warriors, as wives. And thank you, Marlene, for being a grandmother, and thank you for having me here.
Thank you, Tammy, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. What contact information can you share with our listeners?
Thank you. Yes, climatehealers.org. You can join the 1,000,000 Vegan Grandmothers. We have a YouTube channel, 1,000,000 Vegan Grandmothers, all the podcast platforms. And if you want to reach out, you can find me at grandmothers@climatehealers.org. Eventually, I hope that we come together on many different platforms to be able to share and heal our grief, to meditate together, to pray together, to march together, to love together, to share recipes together, to eat together internationally. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Tammy. And I want to say how much I appreciate your website, tammyhay.com, with your beautiful poetry and artwork, and of course your books, and your beautiful voice and singing. Thank you.
We can change the world with our own two hands, make it a better place. With our own two hands.
Oh, thank you, Marlene, and I'm going to have a new website coming out very soon called vegangrandmother.com. And on that, you'll also be able to reach me for nutritional consults. I have a master's in plant-based nutrition. I also am a somatic healer, so I do a lot of work with our soma of our body, where we store a lot of trauma. And I am setting up some workshops where I'm going to teach 6-week workshops to communities. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Tammy. That was Tammy Hay, founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers. Tammy joined us from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And much thanks also to Judy Carmen for joining us, a vegan grandmother. And much thanks to Vegan Queen V, the musician in England, UK. And also vegan musician Donna DeLore with her song Sanctuary. A very big thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And you can also hear it at wcuw.org/community/vegan nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.
Every voice and every voice.
This is Alfie West.
Till earth and heaven.
Lift every voice.
Lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise. High as the listening skies, let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.
That's Alfie West, and much thanks to Million Vegan Grandmothers. Thank you all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Much thanks to Alfie West, performing live in the studio. Much thanks to Will Tuttle, for I underscored the duck song. And previously we heard the turkey song.
Change the world with our own two hands, make it a better place. With our own two hands.
Namaste, vegan.